Okay, when my senior daughter, Allison, came home and told me I was selected to be the parent speaker, I quickly responded, "Oh, sweetheart, that is not my jam. Ask me to make snacks for you 278 sweet things, I can do that. Not speak." But here I am, and I'm just a mom. I am a mom that loves Jesus, loves her husband, loves her children, a mom that prays for her family, her community, her world. I am also a mom that was given the great blessing of serving as campus minister at Pius, not once, but twice over the course of 11 months. I finished the year last school year for Claire Molly from March to May, as she wrapped up her time at Pius, and then was given the opportunity to come back when our new campus minister, Tori Roberts, had her little girl, so was back from October to mid-January of this year. That, my friends, is what I'd like to talk to you about today. The truly unique lens I was given when I got to walk with these students this past year. Before I do that, I'd like to make a statement. There is zero scientific research to support this. It is merely my perspective. But to explain, my husband and I have six children, ages 22 to 12. At the time of the COVID shutdown, we had college age through elementary, all undoubtedly affected, but in my opinion, the age group of children that suffered the greatest toll was this age group of seniors. Again, no scientific research, just my opinion, but here's why I think what I do. This group of seniors were freshmen in March of 2020. We all know freshmen, by and large, are trying to figure out who they are. They have been put in a new environment, much larger than their former elementary schools. They're meeting new people, studying new things, playing on new teams, joining new clubs, all while they are learning more about who they are and trying to learn who others are. Well, as we all know, this just as this class was in the midst of navigating all the newness, things shut down. Games, if played, were without student sections. Pious traditions weren't experienced. Youth groups and events where it was normal to gather to talk about Jesus, often non-existent. Even receiving the Eucharist, the source and summit of our Catholic faith, was stripped. All normalcy was lost. Not to the fault of anyone, and in no way being political, it happened. And no one can deny the impact it had on these kids. When I first came in March of 2022, I remember asking Claire Molly how many donuts to purchase for Pack the Chap. That's a pious tradition of students packing the chapel for a daily mass before school, and then fellowship with donuts after. I distinctly remember my heart when Claire responded, 2 dozen, and you'll probably have a dozen left over. And I thought, 2 dozen, the whole school of Pius? This, to repeat, was not the fault of any school leader, campus minister, or student body. It was merely a byproduct of faith not being normal. I'm a firm believer in making faith normal. It is just what you do. If going to mass is just what you do, it is normal. If getting together with friends in a discipleship group is just what you do, it is normal. The more normal having a relationship with our loving Father is, the better our world is. Back to the donuts. I remember going home and telling my husband, the only way this ship will turn is through the students. I was convinced no earthly captain could likely right the ship, but it was the many sailors, these students, that would be charged to do that. Enter my next experience at Pius. I get to come back in October. These seniors. This time was different. The energy was different. It was as if I could feel the Lord ready to work on hearts in different ways. I was given the good fortune of getting to know many of these seniors through campus ministry, through service hour touch points, student council, in the hallways. The second time around for me, I was also a mom that was privy to be part of fall retreat. I wish for all parents to be a part of what I got to experience. The Holy Spirit moved in mighty ways on fall retreat. There were 170 of us out at Camp Kotaki for an overnight retreat. Some fantastic speakers, great conversations, being together, an intense night of confession and adoration, saying yes to Jesus' desire for us. Hearts were moved. This class, I would even be so bold as to say this school was changed. You see, I got to witness firsthand the hope of tomorrow. Hearts were changed when those kids came back. It was a tangible, visible change in the culture of our school. This class of seniors has since been key witnesses for our underclassmen. Come to Pius during the day to witness the change. The chapel, whether by design or God's masterful hand, is placed by the freshman hallway. Seniors visiting Jesus for a few moments in the day, freshmen can't not notice. Joining with great friends to journey together into a discipleship group, others desire the same. A packed house for the monthly Restore Adoration Nights, it's the thing to do. Underclassmen join, underclassmen will follow. I was recently talking to a group of freshmen about their relationships with Jesus. One of the freshman girls explained that she had been involved in the musical and that, as is tradition, seniors shared their stories with the group, many involving how Jesus has worked in their lives the past 4 years. Her exact words were, "I don't yet understand what they have, and I can't say I know what my relationship with God is yet, but I know I want what they have." That, my friends, is faith lived out. Thank you for your witness. The legacy of this class to me is the power of authentic witness. You have reignited a movement that our faith can and should be normal. It is simply what we do. The Holy Spirit has moved in many ways in this school this past year, and I can confidently say it's because of this class. As I reflect on my experience at Pius, I am overwhelmed with the reckless love of the Father and overwhelmed by the goodness of these seniors. You see, that is the love of the Father. Jesus meets us all right where we are at. Some of you were on fire long before fall retreat. Praise Jesus for that. Some of you may have encountered his love for you through a different retreat, maybe tech, maybe seek, some through friendships, some through the beauty of family. And some of you may not yet have opened yourselves up to his thirst-quenching love for you. Jesus waits for us to say yes to him, and he waits with open arms, ready to embrace each of us to the full. So, moms and dads in this room, wow, hope. There is simply so much good in these seniors ready to be spread into our world. And to the seniors, thank you for your contributions and your legacy to Pius the 10th High School. Soon you will launch into the next phase of your life, and oh, my friends, the choices and decisions that lie ahead of you. My prayer for each of you is that you let yourselves be loved by our loving Father. He pursues us all exactly as we are. We are all his beloved. If we allow ourselves to rest in that belovedness, we then know exactly who we are as sons and daughters of Christ. Everything we do from that is an outpouring our love for Jesus and his love for us. It sounds so simple, and it is. Sweet Jesus, help all to be pierced with your love and to know their belovedness each step of the journey, and grant them the grace to live that love out for you.